neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Ba'avatem et Hashem Elokeichem, uberach et lavecha ve'et memecha. It means, ba'avatem, you should serve Hashem. Hashem will bless your bread and water. So what does it mean? What does it mean? Remember the pasuk? It's at the end of the Parshat Mishpatim. Va'avatem et Hashem Elokeichem, uberach et lachmecha ve'et memecha. What does it mean?
If you are obeying Hashem, Hashem will do his responsibility of providing for you.
Chazal Baruch. So now there is a technical problem here. Because first it says va'avatem, it means in a plural form, and then it says uberach et lachmecha, in a singular form. So you should say va'avata uberachet lachmecha, or va'avatem uberachtem ubirech et lachmecha ve'et memech, et lachmechem ve'et memechem. So the technical problem here is that first it starts with the plural and then goes to singular. So the question is, why it starts with plural and then goes to the singular? It says va'avatem, and then it says uberachet lachmecha. This is a lachmechem. Is that saying? Why? You understand? Yes? First the pasuk starts with in the plural form, va'avatem. And then it says that when you serve Hashem in such a way, uberachet lachmecha. This is lachmechem, lachmecha.
Must be the same thing that all the people first count together.
So now from here we learn tefillah v'minyan. It means if you join the minyan with nine other people and you do tefillah with the minyan, then Hashem will bless you with anything you do. That's why it says la'avate, and this is v'alachet lachmecha.
So it means unity.
No, it has nothing to do with unity. That means the tefillah means tefillah v'minyan.
That's my name is Joali.
No, but you have to do to serve Hashem. You have to serve Hashem with minyan. This is
va'avatem. Everyone have to pray to Hashem. That means everyone is a private.
Yeah. When you are with another nine people, right? Exactly. So you need another nine people to serve Hashem, and then Hashem will bless your water and the bread. Exactly. So it says va'avatem, because you consider another nine people, and you don't have so much gaba that you feel I can do it myself. So when you have this type of mentality that you're not good enough and you need another nine people to serve Hashem, so then Hashem will give you all the blessing. What is it like? Let's say you go and buy fabric. You buy 2 yards of fabric. Good. So when you buy the 2 yards of fabric, you can check it, right? If it's strong, it's not, you know, has any damages, the color and all of that. So let's say you go buy a roll of fabric. A roll, right? Can you check it?
No.
You don't check it. So that's how it is. When you do your tefillah on your own, it's like you're buying 2 yards of fabric. When it goes up, they check it. David Kavanah, you know, that did you say every word? Were you smiling when you said Atapun Aladam Dar? Did you have preparation? But when you have another nine people with you, when you do your tefillah with the minyan, it's like buying a roll of fabric. Just let it go through. They don't check it. It just goes through. There's no inspection. But when you do tefillah on your own, they're inspected. They say, where does this come from? You know, who is this?
What's your name? You do tefillah on your own at home or in the Beit HaKnesset?
Bet Knesset. If you're in a bet,
it's like group.
No, if you're in Bet Knesset, they don't check you. But if you're at home, then he's gonna be inspected. And oh boy, you know, say, wow, what is this? You know, he means four words here, 10 words here. You know, he was not. He was half asleep. Half asleep, you know. What is this? You know, they put it, you know, I don't want to even say where they're going to put it. So, here it says, Vavatem et Hashem Elohim. Then it says, Uberach et Lachmecha. Not Lachmechem. Why? So you learn from here.
Because everyone has to detect Shtadlut himself.
Yeah, Chazal Baruch, with another nine people. Chazal Baruch, yeah. Yes, it has to be.
Eight quarters.
Yeah. Cool thing. Rabbi Arisa Putamar Aleinu. He says, there's a very important matter in Maqom Rabua. What is it, Maqom Rabua? He says, whoever that has it, this is the place for his tefillah. Eloke Abraham Bezro, the Gemara says. Yeah, so what does it mean? Rabbi Arisa, this is a very beautiful thing. He says, you know how to drill? Yeah? No, it's very hard, no? No, when you drill, you know it moves. It goes, it doesn't go through. So now, Rabbi Arisa says, when you have Maqom Rabua the tefillah, so then you make it tunnel to Shamayim, right? And then you make it more opening to goes up. And then you can reach the higher and the higher and higher Olam to your tefillah will be accepted. That's why this matters to Maqom Rabua for the tefillah. It's a very, very, very great thing. But if like a dream, if you keep moving your hand, you can never make a hole. And that's what exactly the whole concept of being with Minyan means. Being Minyan is such a powerful thing. Why? Because, first of all, when you do your tefillah on your own, just get it over very fast. But at least when you're with Midian, you pretend that you're doing tefillah, you know, people are looking at you. They say, no, okay, people are watching me. People are watching me. Yeah. Yes, that's what so true is the psychology that at least.
Bet Knesset.
Tel Kabir, Shad Ratzon, is Shad Ratzon. The Gemara says, when Sibur Mitpalelim, that's Shad Ratzon. You don't need Kippur, you don't need Rosh Hashanah, you don't need Rosh Chodesh. Ed Ratzon means when there is a minyan in Bet Knesset. That's called Ed Ratzon anytime. You don't need Yom Kippurim. You don't need Rosh Hashanah. When you have another nine people with you with the tefillah, it's Shad Ratzon. That means the tefillah will be accepted. Hashem is like, I can't tefillah. Tell me,
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.